We're going straight over now to Barbara Jennings, who's in St. David's Boys School in Artane. Hello, Barbara. Carry on.
Hello, Noel. How's it going?
Not too bad at all. So you have some an award to give down there with all the children.
Well, it's been all go here this morning down in St. David's School in the Kilmore Road in Artane. We've had the Garda Band, we have dignitaries, you know, TD, Terence Flanagan, and mayors, and politicians, and of course, the most important people, the boys themselves, down here in St. David's. Now, beside me, I have Helen Cal. Helen, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks very much for interviewing us.
So what's all this Green Flag lark all about?
Well, it's a great day here. We're celebrating receiving our first green flag in St. David's, which means it proves to everyone that passes by that we're a green school. So we're very proud of ourselves here today.
Excellent. A green school. What's a green school?
It's a school like where you have to clean up really hard and all the classes go out and clean up around the school and they clean up their classroom and all.
And that's Sean, by the way. I forgot to ask your name. That's Sean. We've got a few of the lads here. And your name is?
Aaron.
Aaron, what was your involvement in all of this?
Well, it was like to come back to tell your teacher all about the stuff that we've learned back in the green school, tell her the timetable about when we go out and clean up and all, about like, if we needed the green code, we go back and tell the teacher and the teacher would get all of us to make a green code and try our best to succeed.
And when would you do all this? You do a bit of cleaning up and the likes, would it?
Yeah. Like every class gets all the boys will get around there in the bush and all, and the younger boys just get like around there the yard, and you go around, you get like grabbers to, and you get a green bin and you just put everything in it, and then you give it to Christy and Christy puts it in the compound.
So it's a real team effort then, is it?
Well, we just basically help each other.
And what did you do for this?
Well, I just went back to my teacher, told him, and then...
That's okay, you helped out, didn't you?
Yeah.
You did, great. And here we have Terence Flanagan, TD. I believe you're involved in the environment and also a past pupil of St. David's, might I add.
Absolutely, that's right, Barbara. Yeah, it's a very proud day here. It's a great day for St. David's Boys National School here in the Kilmore Road. And this is a major achievement for the school to receive their first green flag. I think anyone who comes and visits the school can only be but impressed with the facilities, with the cleanliness, and with the leadership skills that these young boys are showing. And no doubt they'll go home and they'll have their parents do the same and put the same effort into the environment, because we only get one environment, and it's up to us all to respect and to treat our waste and do all we can do to recycle.
Absolutely excellent. And this is the first flag. How many flags are there, Helen?
I think at the moment you can achieve up to 5 flags, so we've already started to begin thinking of applying for our second flag. Our first flag was under the theme of litter and waste, so that's what we've achieved. And the next flag you have to take on the theme of energy and try and make your school a bit more energy efficient. So we're going to start on that now next and hopefully get our second flag in the next year or two.
Well, this is a great idea. Who thought of all of this?
Well, it started back actually a few years ago. There was a teacher who retired 2 years ago, Micheál O'Brien. He started the committee, as well as another teacher, Mary Riley. And then when I started in the school a few years ago, I got involved. And that's when we really tried to put the effort in and really get a committee together of some boys from the school and parents' association and teachers. And we really began to get cracking on the work.
And Terence, when did this happen from the Department of the Environment point of view? Do you know this happened in schools?
Well, I think the Antoshka Awards around 10, 15 years at this stage, certainly it gives schools, focus towards, in this case, it's the waste and making sure that the whole school is kept clean and that waste is actually disposed of correctly. I think it's an excellent initiative by a previous Minister for the Environment. Very inspirational, I think, for the boys and for their families, and they should be very proud today on a major achievement.
Absolutely excellent. And how can you see it developing, Sean? What's next for the school?
Just to start trying to get another green flag and all, and help to clean up around the school and do other things and all.
Excellent. And do you think you'll be cleaning up around home at all, Aaron?
Yeah, like people have started doing that now. I could see a big difference in my route because my mum, when my mum found out that I was in the green school, she asked all the neighbours that she knew to try help out at home, because where I live, it's not so, like people just like throw stuff around.
Yeah, that's not good, is it, Ben?
No, it's not. It's not that much good, but so you should tidy up around your house and all.
That's excellent. Look, Noel, back to you. That's here we are in St. David's School on the Kilmore Road in Artane. We've got fantastic boys here, all helping the environment.
Thank you very much, Barbara.